You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
Lori Prox here with Mason Anderson, a senior at Valdez High School. Mason, we wanted to check in with you and see what your plans are following graduation.
I am going to stay the summer with my family, and then I'm going to go to UAF in the fall.
What do you plan to study?
Electrical engineering.
Wow. So where did you come up with that? Do you have any experience?
No, I just knew it had like a lot to do with math, and math is kind of my strong subject. So.
Very good. And any ideas long-term career-wise?
Just probably focusing on trying to be some sort of engineer.
And any ideas on what kind of person you want to be? You want to be in Alaska? You want to have a family?
I definitely do want to go in the family direction, but I don't think I'll probably stay in Alaska.
Who are some folks that have influenced you throughout school?
Definitely my parents. They're a big part of my life, and they really helped me through all my stuff. And then Miss Ham, she's definitely one of the reasons I'm as good at math as I am.
And I know I coached you basketball as a young little dribbler, and you were quite shy, didn't talk much, but you've kind of come out of your shell a bit. And do you think you're prepared in that realm to get out into the world?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I've had customer service jobs, so I've gotten used to talking to a bunch of people all the time.
And why do you think having a job is important?
It teaches people to like work hard and to achieve what they need to achieve in order to continue well in life.
All right. Do you have any advice for young kids?
Probably just work hard.
And Mason Anderson, you are a member of the senior class that is going to remember COVID-19 as part of your history. How has that affected you?
It's kind of crazy being at home and doing homework at home all the time. And I have kind of been the person helping my brother with his homework, too. So
it takes a lot of patience, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure.
Do you think you've learned anything from this experience? You know, anything you're going to take away?
It's kind of crazy being home all the time and like being around the family, and it really shows like how much time that you don't really spend with your family because you're like working or school or something like that. So that's definitely something.
This is Lori Prox here with Ethan Bellamy, a senior at Valdez High School. Ethan, you excited about graduation?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. Well, and I understand you are really into math. So what were your favorite classes, and what are you going to take away from Valdez High School?
Well, some of my favorite classes were math, like you said, but 3D design and computer coding in the computer programming class that I'm doing this year. And I do plan on doing more computer science classes in the future.
Well, you're going to have a lot of opportunities with that kind of training. What are your plans following graduation?
Go to college, but beyond college, I don't really know.
All right, not sure of a vocation, but what kind of person do you want to be? You know, 5-10 years down the road, what's important to you as a person?
I would say just try and settle down in a place that I would like.
All right, do you see yourself
in a place that I think would look nice?
All right, do you see yourself in Alaska?
Yeah, possibly.
All right, and Ethan, before we let you go, do you have any advice for young kids?
Do not slack off on your work. I've done that a lot, and it really will set you back a lot when it comes to your grades. And you need those in order to be able to graduate.
All right, and Ethan Bellamy, what have you learned from COVID-19?
I don't really know what I've learned beyond what you've been able to just look up. I've just been sitting at my house all day, hanging out with my family and stuff. I can't really go out.
Yeah, have you gotten closer to your family? I mean, literally, physically, we know you have.
Yeah, I have.
Or if you got to look for a silver lining, that might be it.
Yeah, let you know more about your loved ones, even the stuff that they've never told you about before.
We won't get into that on the radio, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.